How's it going? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening. You have reached the Neighborhood Love Radio Internet broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I come to you this Sunday, as I do every Sunday at 9 o'clock. Tonight in the studio, I'm joined by Matt Beard. What's up, my man?
What up, man? How you doing?
Good, good. Matt's a new acquaintance of mine. He's a printer, and he's got a lot of experience in working with like street teams and street artists and stuff, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what he does. As you probably already guessed, I got a bunch of new music for you. I got some brand new music from Alice Russell. I got some other music from T-Connection, Maintain, Funkadelic. I'm going to start you off with the queen of funk soul, 10-time Grammy winner Chaka Khan and Rufus. Enjoy. Last night I went down to Venice, California to check out Fanny Franklin and her backup band, local guys named Maintain, and blown away, man. This is, reached in the archives, grabbed the old demo tape from 2005. This is Maintain from Los Angeles.
Late, I'm walking on the street and I've been talking to myself.
talking to myself, but no one seems to pay no mind, yeah. I've been drinking, and you know what I've been thinking. We are sinking into troubles of our times. Time is sour with the power to devour every hour in the blinking of an eye. Life's so fleeting, but the madness keeps repeating like the beating of my aching heart.
Connection from the Bahamas, great classics funk band. I got that off the Classic Masters record, which is if you ever saw the record label or the record cover, it'd be hilarious because it's basically like six black dudes all shirtless and sweaty with shades on.
Nice. It's like my dreams then, clearly. Yeah. There we go.
Before that, we heard the Great Funkadelic with You Could Get to That. From their classic Maggot Brain record, 1971. Prior to that, we heard Los Angeles' own Maintain from their demo from going all the way back to 2005. Great band, Maintain. All Through the World was the name of the tune, and we started off the set with Chaka Khan and Rufus, Dance With Me. From their Best Of. Sitting here with Matt Beard. Matt Beard represents G2 Graphics. What's going on, dude?
Not too much, man. Just enjoying, the vibes, the music, the whole thing down here at Skid Row.
Cool. I first came Became acquainted with Matt via Else, who runs the Neighborhood Love website, the founder. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier for like for your artists, particularly like street artists, and just a new chapter for them. It's no longer just spray can against a wall.
Yeah. Know? No, it's definitely evolved, man. People are doing crazier stuff, and it's cool to see everybody pushing the level because it seems like just everybody's elevated their game, man.
Uh-huh, for sure. Yeah. Like, who are some of the other Los Angeles artists you've worked with?
Well, I actually I check out Neighborhood Love all the time, and I saw that Hoax piece.
Yeah, from New York.
Yeah, he did the huge interview, and I'm just blown away. I mean, once again, I don't pretend to know too much with what's going on with that scene out here, but that really blew me away. That dude's mad talented, and I mean, for a guy that doesn't know a lot about the East Coast stuff, it's cool to be able to log into a website and see what people on the other side of the coast are throwing up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I like that interview, too. By the way, what we're talking about is the interview on neighborhood-love.com. I like that interview, too, because he's a little bit humble when he talks about, like, he just kind of just start off just scratching away at his high school, and now he's basically just crushing it, like, statewide and beyond, you look far at the, as art.
Yeah, you look at the pictures, man, that dude's going crazy.
And who do you work with locally, like as far as other artists?
You know what, Else is, we work with a lot of music artists and stuff like that. So graffiti artist Else is kind of our gateway. Like I said, I obviously, you know, even though Crash Manson, best tattooer in L.A., you know, he still gets down. And kind of more of the artists I work with are in that realm as opposed to the graffiti world. You know what I mean? But they're both so intertwined now, the same way everybody who throws up graffitis has tattoos. It's nuts. You know, the two have just kind of merged.
Yeah. Graffiti, skateboarding.
Yeah. Dude, it's all just becoming. Yeah, just everything's now in just a big category that's street. You know what I mean? It's
cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah. What, I think you mentioned too, didn't you guys wrap the Zamboni for the Kings?
Yeah. A little while ago, our good friends at the LA Kings, which I've clearly seen everything now that the Kings have won the Stanley Cup and the Lakers can't stay in the playoffs to save their lives. But no, they actually got in a little bit of a jam and we ended up wrapping their Zamboni and we had 2 days to do it. And it was a hell of a project, but we slapped it together. And when else will you be able to be just in the asshole of the Staples Center, you know, with the all access pass, and just I'm passing all these guys and I'm passing players and stuff.
Yeah,
but
hey, check this out. I got some new music from the forthcoming record by Alice Russell. This song is called Twin Peaks from the Two Dust record that's coming out May 2nd, just right around the corner. Anyway, we're gonna come back and talk with Matt a little bit more, and I want to hear some other stories. Thank you, loved ones.
I'm filled with fear in my just like you before, who are now no more.
They gone down with the setting sun.
Some of them rude, some of them crude, took advantage of their love. Had no roots, bore no fruits, tell the truth, they just withered like grass. All for the fame. Oh, no, no, no. Free fall from higher ground. Remember those on your way up, yeah, the ones you see. Advantage of the love, using every dirty trick in the book, so they get ahead.
Talking about you
also. They get ahead.
I'm asking
you
what this
says. You are the superstar.
Yeah.
You drive around in fancy cars.
Yeah.
You don't know how you got this far.
Yeah.
You don't remember who you are.
Prisoners crying out,
say,
I got
I'm doing now.
Stop.
Too many years are wasted.
Stop.
All cause I can't come back to this.
Los Angeles with Prisoner song. That was going back from their Agrolites record 2006 out on Hellcat Records. They're playing May 18th alongside with Hepcat at the Anaheim House of Blues. Sounds like a pretty good show there. Prior to that, we heard Rocky Duwani, Free Fall from the Hymns of the Rebel Soul. That dude's from Ghana, man. He's a pretty interesting dude. And It's really a good masterpiece of a record called Hymns of the Rebel Soul out on Aquarian Recordings. He described the album as a celebration of 40 years of independence for Ghana. Rocky Dawuni. Before that, we heard Alice Russell from the forthcoming record. Two Dust, out on May 2nd. Talking with Matt a little bit about some of his upcoming projects. First of all, I want to talk a little bit. It's a family biz for you, right?
GG? Yeah, man. It's actually kind of a trip. If you look back at the history, my grandfather started just in a shit shack in 1969. And it really is the American dream, man, which it's just really hard to start companies. And I kind of respect that now that, you know, occasionally I get the pipe dream that I'll be the guy that makes the new ShamWow and just be the new multimillionaire. But it's impressive to see the guy go from just a dumpy little garage to a, you know, 40,000 square foot plant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should all be so lucky, you know, but.
So you grew up in the biz then. You've had ink on your hands your whole life, right?
Yeah, man, I've been scrubbing those ink cans back since, you know, if Cal OSHA knew that I was, you know, messing with that lead-based paint back in the 90s, yes. they'd be pretty pissed as a kid.
But you have a love for it.
I do, man, and it's kind of crazy because the industry's changed like crazy over the last 10 years.
Of course.
You know? Film has completely died, and that used to be a big process of how you made prints and stuff, and now it's just like...
I remember, I don't want to give away too much here, but I remember I took a graphic arts class at Pierce College. It must have been about 87, 88 or so. Yeah. I was still in high school. I was taking credit there. I don't remember one computer in that whole fucking room, dude.
So they've all been
literally cut and paste. Literally cut and paste.
Yeah, exactly.
With a little X-Acto knife and your glue.
No,
stick.
Dude, the old timers, I'll hear them talk about it, and it's just like, we're really spoiled assholes now. Yeah. You know, it's basically Control P at this point, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like you take that for granted. You know?
No. And, well, it's probably because I've heard people bitching about it my whole life. But it's you know, it's not easy. But we definitely don't know, you know, how hard it was back in the day.
Hey, could you take literally about a minute or so and tell me about your checkthesync.com?
Oh, yeah. Checkthesync.com. Basically, what we're trying to do is the idea of street artists, whether you come from tattooing or even doing the graffiti thing or murals or stuff like that. We're basically just allowing a space for people to buy, you know, certain artists. I'm kind of hoping Else will throw a piece or two up, and we're going to either do canvas prints, stickers, you know, small posters, stuff like that. Everything will be for sale, and we're hoping to launch checkthisink.com on either June or July 1st, which, you know, depending on how soon everybody can, you know, can get Big Poppy the art. That's how fast we'll go, you know. But I'm excited about it because I know a lot of people get pumped up on that artwork. And if you make it more accessible to the kids, I mean, it seems like everybody wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we're going to come back. Let me see. I'm going to play a little bit more music here. I got a little... Oh, this is a great collection out this year. The RZA presents Shaolin Soul Selection Volume 1. The RZA, you know, from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
He's a real big soul fan, and he put out this... Basically, I wouldn't say it's all B-sides, but there's some obscure stuff and there's some stuff we know about. It's just a big collection of music he says inspired Wu-Tang music.
Wow.
And this is one of the cuts from there. This is Little Milton with Packed Up and Took My Mind from the RZA. Presents Shaolin Soul Selection, Volume 1. It's out, it was out about a week and a half ago on Soul Temple Entertainment. After that, we got to hear the big, great Bobby Womack with Across 110th Street. Man, that's such a powerful tune, so specific. And we'll come back to you after that.
Like a man in a daze, people talking to me and calling my name, though I don't hear a word they say. I know my mother, she's worried about me,
to my mind. Oh, you took my mind. Ooh, you must have took my mind. Oh, you took my mind.
Street.
loved ones, this is The Delegation with The Honey from The Promise of Love record. Came out in 1977. They're from Birmingham, if you can believe that or not. Good classic baby making music, Delegation. And loved ones, if you need to email me for questions, comments, concerns, you could do so. My name is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, and you can email me at johnny@neighborhood-love.com. johnny@neighborhood-love.com. Be sure to check out neighborhood-love.com for the aforementioned interview with Hoax and some other neighborhood photos and so on. Matt, dude, what's real quickly? What do you got coming up? Like, what's in the works in the next year or so?
We got the good thing about my job, man. Every day is different, you know. Till the phone rings and the new movie comes out, the new CD drops. You know, you just kind of hang out and wait. We got Iron Man 3 coming out this Friday. You know, we're doing tons of stuff for Disney through that, and it's exciting because you know you never know.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, man. Yeah. Matt Beard with G2 Graphics, and by the way, their website is www.g2online.com. I'll say it again, www.g2online.com. Jeremy, out in the booth, thank you so much, my man. Matt, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
This has been Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny. Thank you so much, loved ones. Bye.